Alright. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie.
I'm Jean.
And we are going to talk about the sweet little boy out of West Yellowstone today.
James Alexander.
Yep, James Alexander. And we're using the cute new little mic. It's so cute. Destiny got it for us.
She's awesome.
It looks like a little wiener.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It's little. So, I'm a little fuckered up, guys.
Yeah, you got splaining to do.
So,
I got Postmates. She has a good excuse. Seriously.
I got Postmates the other day. I got some, like, sweet up burrito.
Uh-huh.
And I had to tip these people. And I went outside to tip them. And I broke my fucking foot. Broke my ankle in three different spots. I got myself 8 screws, 1 pin, and a plate put in. So, I'm on bed rest in like a way. Again.
That's why I commented on the Facebook page like that. That you're not. I said it's official. You're not going to be an ice skater when you grow up. Because black ice sucks.
Yeah.
And here it's. As soon as snow starts to melt and then we get rain and then everything freezes again because we're back into the 20s. So black ice is everywhere here. Now I'm terrified to walk. Thank you very much.
Good, you should be.
I think of you every time I'm...
It's snowing right now too, so it's not comforting.
No. You need a fireplace in here. Let's do it.
No, I don't like the hot.
Oh.
I keep it cold.
Oh.
The hospital was like, oh my god, your room is cold. And I'm like, yeah, I know. The
hospital's always cold, though.
Yeah, they were bitching about how cold my room was. I was like, it's good.
Do you like the cold room and mountain of blankets, though?
Yeah.
It's a comfort thing. Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to do one night at the hospital. One whole night. I had to stay there.
Folks, she's hurting for certain, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
But enough about that shit.
So that's why we did not have a podcast Sunday. We can do an extra long rant today, if you guys want.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
She's medicated still. We're going to go through this together.
But yeah, so we're going to talk about the, there's been 4 people officially arrested. The last guy just barely got arrested, so we'll cover him, I think, towards the end. Because like I said, his part in it just barely came about.
Yeah.
But we'll start with the 3 people we know for sure. And then, of course, the following questions I have with why is there not more than 3, but anyway. So, 2 of the 3 people arrested in the death of the 12-year-old sweet little baby boy outside of West Yellowstone in Gallatin County.
Montana.
In Montana. They were in court on Thursday the 13th of 2020. I don't know if I have to say that, but I guess I should for future purposes. But, so... They get a call on the 3rd to go out to the house because there's this little boy on Buffalo Road is not responding. He's found unconscious, they said. So they go out there. The cops are like, okay, this is way more than what you're saying that this is.
Yeah.
This is not just...
He's unresponsive.
He's unresponsive. This little boy's been beaten.
Mm-hmm.
So they take phones. They start their investigation, of course, because it's shady. They call in homicide. And they have to, the actual police have to turn it over to the homicide. So homicide now gets it. Inside this home, you have grandparents, an aunt and 2 uncles and a cousin inside the home. So first you have the little boy who is now deceased. His name is James Alex Hurley. He is 12 years old. And then James Sasser Jr. is the grandpa. And Patricia Bates is the grandma. Is the cunt wad, but she is the grandma. And the juvenile boy, who's a little piece of shit.
Wasn't he 14?
14 years old, James Sasser III. The third They have all been arrested for the offense of deliberate homicide.
That guy's gonna have to do some severe counseling, because at that point where you are,
you're
a kid,
just a little piece of
and you're
shit.
Supposed to be torturing this kid. Can you imagine what that
he
guy's gonna
the
be
most
like
of
as
it.
An adult?
He does right? the most of it. Yeah.
I thought the
Well she
lady,
does too, mm-hmm. but like he's a little fucking I don't even know. Like we should really just throw it away now.
Yeah.
It's useless.
Yeah.
My thoughts, I'm sorry, but if for at 14 years old to do what this kid does, you're a little piece of shit, and I don't know if we can fix you, bro.
Well, was he scared that if he didn't
no,
do what she
don't
wanted?
Don't you dare come at me with some bullshit.
It's a no. normal gene question.
No.
Okay.
He's a little fucking scum. He's a little piece of scum. He's just, ugh.
They,
How dare
it's
you?
It's outrageous what this boy
so,
went through.
Yeah, so they find videos... And we do not know a whole bunch on this because this is new. So hopefully we do get to find out more as this goes on. And we will obviously update you guys too, but it's just insane, you guys. So they find videos of some of they're calling this torture, not just beatings. Torture. There's a difference. There's a difference between getting beaten up and being tortured.
Especially when it's over.
Especially when you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Oh, God. It's just so.
I'm actually crying.
Right.
I have a hard time with this one, folks. I really do, because it's just nonsense.
His 18-year-old aunt lived there as well as long as well as a 6-year-old nephew. He's an uncle. And then, of course, the 14-year-old steaming pile of shit. Which, I don't care. You guys can hate on me. I get enough hate from the podcast anyway. Like, I really don't care. He is a steaming pile of shit.
This podcast is for entertainment only.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not even going to say it anymore. It's like, why say it? Hate. I don't care. So, anyway. He starts living with them when his dad moves... up there. His father passes away. So he had been living with them for about 2 years in Montana. His mom lived in Texas. So ever since his dad died, he's been living with them. She says, Bates, this is what Bates is saying. This is what grandma, the world's worst grandmother in the fucking world.
She's earned it, yes.
Says she has 3 biological children with James. This is including Madison, who is 18 years old, James Sasser III, the little fucking piece of poo, and a 6-year-old. When James's mom contacts the cops, she said she has been making numerous attempts to get a hold of her son, to get her son.
Yeah.
Ever since the father has passed,
yeah.
She has been trying. To get
Why don't you
child.
Come on home, yeah.
And all attempts have been stopped by Grammy. By the world's worst grandmother. Ugh. She's such a piece of shit.
Well, and see, that's just unacceptable. When a mom is reaching out to talk to her child, she shouldn't be wrong.
Well, then she tells the cop, she goes, the boy's behavior has become increasingly problematic. Blah, blah, blah. After the boy's dad passed away, including drinking alcohol and stealing items from families and stores. That's what he started doing. He started drinking and stealing.
This is according to grandma.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
The grandmother...
Was there a report to the stealing from stores?
Yeah.
Okay.
Said that... James also told Grandpa and his uncles that he heard voices and had been observing self-harming, he was mutilating himself,
mm-hmm.
causing himself injuries. The trio also stated that the boy had become suicidal. So, Grandma and Grandpa and Uncle are now saying that he's suicidal, and that he was hurting himself, and he was saying that he was hearing voices telling him to hurt himself and others.
Okay, so I'm going to pop in right here.
Uh-huh.
If that was true, and this boy honestly reached out to Grandma and Grandpa, uh-huh, let's just say you were in their shoes for 5 hot seconds,
uh-huh,
would you just try and beat it out of him, or take him to the doctor?
I think I'd take him away.
Well, you take him to the doctor.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You're just going to self-heal? Come on.
So, okay, continue. So the 14-year-old uncle stated that sometime during the last week of January, the victim ran into the corner of an entertainment center, causing an injury on his head and gave a gash that bled profusely. Grandma and Grandpa and the uncle stated that due to the boy's crazy behavior, they had to constantly watch his every move, including someone staying up with him at night to make sure he is not going to harm himself or anyone else. The trio stated that on or about the 27th of January, the 14-year-old uncle woke up in the middle of the night and saw sweet little James standing over Grandma with a knife. So he tackled him and punched him several times in the body and the head. The detective noted in the court documents that this boy is 103 pounds and 5'3". Meanwhile, his uncle at the age of 14 is 300 pounds and 6 feet tall.
Oh, good.
So he is way bigger than sweet little James.
Mm-hmm.
The detectives also were not able to locate any record of the family reporting these claims to law enforcement or to any type of doctor.
Uh-huh. Where's the paperwork?
There's no paperwork to back up their claims of him having mental problems.
They just looked it up because they didn't report it. They didn't handle it. So you're just pulling shit out of thin air.
So Grandma, Grandpa, sister, aunt and uncle now, sorry, sister and brother, aunt, uncle, all say that there was multiple instances of physical violence by the uncle against the victim. So the uncle is admitting, Sasser the Third is admitting to being the one who does do most of the beating, the uncle, mm-hmm, the 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He had made a paddle out of wood with blue taped handles and would hit the boy multiple times, mostly on his butt, but sometimes other places. A photo
who
of the paddle.
Who is he to spank anybody?
Right. Was located on the grandmother's phone. So grandma had a picture of the paddle on her phone.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, that was my husband calling. So, he made me lose my spot, that ass. Okay.
No, it's fine.
So, yeah, spankings on the bottom.
And she had a picture of the phone, so
and
it's
she
not
had
like
it on her
she,
phone, so
she was oblivious to
anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, he had more injuries than just on his buttocks. The detectives observed it right off the bat, so they knew that this paddle was used more than just for spanking.
Mm-hmm.
It was used more for violence. On February 4th, his body was transferred to Missoula for an autopsy at the Montana State Crime Lab. The examiner's preliminary told detectives that Hurley died from blunt force trauma to the back of his head. So it was the back of
his... So the back of his skull was caved in.
Yeah, the
probably
back of this sweet little boy's head was what was hurt. During the search of Grandma and Grandpa's home, they found a wall...
Like
sorry.
A fake wall?
No, not a fake wall. Just like a wall with blood on it that had spots of blood on it that they thought they had cleaned.
Uh-huh.
But had not.
Oh.
So it was like, they kind of found crime scenes.
It probably wasn't the first time there was blood on
that
wall. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, that's they probably. So yeah, it does say that there was large amounts of blood throughout. They also found large amounts of blood in other areas of the houses that were cleaned up previously. Well, attempted to have been cleaned up, but the crime lab still found. Oh. Sorry, I had to answer, else he just wouldn't stop calling.
Well, he's concerned.
Anyway.
He's doing
it. So,
good.
During the interviews, each family member denied there ever being large amounts of blood within the home. Uncle, 14-year-old uncle, when he was interviewed by detectives, said that he had multiple interactions take place between him and the boy. The last one occurred February 1st, 2020, around midday. He denied hitting the boy in the head with the paddle, but said that they had fought on the 27th. And that one was 10 times worse.
The January one?
The January 27th mm-hmm. was worse. So Madison told detectives that she went and watched the Super Bowl on the 2nd with friends in West Yellowstone. And everyone was asleep when she arrived home that evening. She reported that James was asleep on the floor in the living room and her grandmother was sleeping on the couch. She told the detectives that, to her knowledge, nothing had happened after she arrived home, but also said that she had texted friends that she believed that her brother had killed James. Grandpa reported to have been sleeping during the Super Bowl, but stated that his son and James got into an altercation. He reported that he woke up the morning of Monday, February 3rd, and went on his way to work, he learned that Grandma had found out the boy had died. So Grandpa had left from work. He left to go to work, didn't even check on the boy. Grandma calls, says that James passed away. Grandma told detectives that she was also sleeping during the part of the Super Bowl, but was awoken to the uncle and James fighting. The 14-year-old boy was striking him with a paddle. She denied that Hurley was hit in the head with the paddle, though. The grandmother minimized the fight during the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
but did say that the fight on the 27th, just like the uncle said, that was a really bad fight. That was a bloodbath, is what she said. She reported that the boy slept on the living room floor the night of this February 2nd and was mumbling and moaning throughout the night. And then she found his body the morning of the 3rd, and he was deceased. She called 911 after finding the body. When the cops got there, phones belonging to Grandma, Grandpa, Madison, and the 14-year-old were seized by detectives. In reviewing these phones, they have found out that the family was all in cahoots and talking about it. Here's kind of a timeline of events that are even kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
On December 12th, 2019, a video of Grandma showing the boy being forced to do jumping jacks while holding his buttocks area, crying and saying he had to go to the bathroom. Grandma repeatedly can be heard in the video mocking him. On January 10th, 2020, a video of Grandma shows the boy standing near a garage door, bent over, holding his head in his hands, rocking back and forth, saying no and moaning. Another video, timestamped 2 minutes later, showed the boy crying out and saying, "Oh, it hurts so bad." Several videos show the boy being forced to sit against the wall or the door in a squatting position. Several other videos showed the boy being forced to do jumping jacks as a punishment. Another video on the 10th shows the 14-year-old boy sitting against the garage door crying, saying, "I fucking hate this. A large male can be seen in the video hitting the boy with a piece of wood. The boy can be heard screaming and making comments about suicide. On January 17th, a video on grandma's phone shows the boy has cut his face and his wrists. On January 23rd, the video on grandma's phone shows the boy being forced on the wall, pinned between the wall and the couch with his arms in the air above his head. He repeatedly does not have a shirt on and has red marks and injuries on his shoulders. The boy can reportedly be seen starting to fall asleep, resting his head against a window trim. Grandma can be heard saying, wake up, get your fucking head off there. In another video, grandma can be heard telling the boy to keep his hands apart and open in the air. James is crying out and visibly shaking, saying that he hurts and that his head hurts. Grandma is heard being told, who cares, is what grandma says. On the 27th, a video on grandma's phone again shows the boy only wearing underwear, being forced to stand in front of fans in the dining room. Throughout the video, grandma is heard beating the boy while the 6-year-old uncle is in the scene, acting if this is a normal occurrence. So the 6-year-old boy comes into that video and just goes about his day. He's not even fazed by it. Mm-hmm. This poor little baby is just walking through it like it's normal shit. How fucking horrible is that?
You know, I'm going to say, have you ever had to stand and hold your arms up for a long time and then it hurts?
Yeah. It's horrible.
But she's innocent. She never took him to the hospital at any of these points where he was so injured. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your child's hurt, you take him in.
I don't know. Another video.
I can't believe there's...
On the 17th, that was on the uncle's phone, shows James standing in front of a fan in his underwear, and grandma saying, "You are not even human. You are some type of thing." When detectives locate videos of James from 2 years ago, the boy had apparently been healthy, well-fed. At the time of his death, he appeared to be starving. Detective also observed a good portion of the food in the house was locked away under lock and key. On the 17th, 14-year-old piece of shit Texas grandpa at 8:07 says, "I'm gonna end up killing him today." On the 27th, the 14-year-old searches for what was the longest coma. On February 2nd, he searches for what are symptoms of a brain injury. Concussion symptoms. How to tell if someone has a concussion. During various interviews, detectives determined that James had been taken out of school in September of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Court documents appear that few people have had contact with the boy in the last several months outside of the family. Grandma said that she and Grandpa didn't take him to get help because they were in fear of losing their other children or having something happen to them. So Grandma's bail is set at
$750,000.
Yeah, and Grandpa's is
$500,000.
Yeah, mm-hmm. $500,000 with no contact with anybody,
mm-hmm,
or the children. Little Assholes is also the same as Grandpa's. This is $500,000,
mm-hmm,
as well. And he will be in court soon, in the youth court, yeah, I believe.
He's not going to... Well, maybe. Do you think he'll get tried as an adult, or...
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then this Nuka cat...
And yeah, and then we're coming up to him.
Oh, sorry.
So... Gage... Roach? Who's 18 years old?
Roach.
He is... The one seen in the video hitting him in the legs.
Which one? Which video?
When he was being held up against the wall.
Hmm.
So it says in his article that a Yellowstone man was identified in one of the videos of a 12-year-old being abused and neglected. He is being charged with assault to a minor, a felony.
Mm-hmm.
He was in court on Friday. He is being held on a $5,000 bond. He is the one in one of the videos dated January 10th. In the video, he can be seen striking James with his hands and a wooden paddle. James is seen crying and screaming, "I fucking hate this," and screaming in pain. The man hit James is wearing clothes similar to the clothes being worn by Gage in photos posted on Facebook. During an interview, little uncle identified him as being one of the guys that he also would go over there and beat up on his cousin. So, I don't know why the sister is not being arrested. The aunt?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I think the aunt should be arrested, too.
She acknowledged of what was... You can't live in the same home with that kind of abuse being the norm.
No.
And not think that that's wrong.
Well, and, friends of the grandmas come out, and the grandma... They're like, "Oh, well, we know grandma didn't like him. Grandma said that she didn't like him." All this shit... Aren't any of you guys accountable for not seeking help for this little boy? No one thought it'd be a good idea to be like, "Well, hey, if you hate him so much, why don't you send him back to Texas?"
Yeah, put his ass on a Greyhound.
Mm-hmm.
To where is it? Cleveland, Texas is where mom
is. I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's where he was born. So we printed
out... Especially when she's trying to get a hold of your ass to talk to her son, because his dad just died, and I'd want him home.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
You could have given him back to his mom versus beating him and killing him and torturing him.
I guess you're right. They couldn't send him back.
No.
Because he would have said something.
Yeah. And that's just it, too. It's like, why not send him back? Because you can't send him home, because now he's going to tell on us. And now it's going to be more than just we're in trouble. You know? But now it is. Now you're in way more than just trouble.
Because you killed him.
Because, yeah.
What could he have been doing so wrong? If he's in an abuse situation, it's not like he's seeking out to have temper tantrums and be an asshole, and they're trying to justify. I think that's where my anger is coming from. Them justifying all of these actions, but it doesn't follow it up, because if he was that crazy and that out of control, West Yellowstone is small. But Bozeman's right there. That's a college town. They got hospitals there. There's hospitals in Billings. There's, you know, come on. You would have gotten, if you were actually innocent and just controlling him from hurting himself, as she said, didn't she read that before?
Yeah.
You know, bullshit.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know. It's just so fucked up. And people like this... And what's pissing me off even more is that the Daybells are overshadowing this poor boy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't want to give that woman media attention anymore. She always has that smirk on her face. I have such a hard time.
Well, we have to keep updating everybody about it.
I'm not saying that we won't, but I just want to slap her, because she always has that smirk on her face, because she's not concerned about... Well, she already knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways...
So I printed off his obituary. I don't want to read all of his, their names out loud, because let these people just have a moment. But He was born in Cleveland, Texas on September 8th, 2007. He passed away in Montana, in Yellowstone, on February 3rd, 2020. He is survived by his mom, his stepdad, his brother, his grandparents on his mom's side, his more aunts and uncles. He is preceded in death by his dad, Tommy Tate. A funeral service has yet to be arranged. He died in Montana, and his mom will be bringing his ashes back to Cleveland, where they will have a memorial service down there, where it will be held at the Cornerstone Church in Cleveland, Texas. There's no date yet. His body is being held right now for investigation purposes, so he has not been able to be cremated yet.
He can't be released yet.
So when all that happens, he will go home to his mom finally. He'll get to go home to Texas. So that's what's happening up here in these here parts around the world.
Unreal. I mean, I guess just to have the stones to torture, not only torture someone, but torture a kid. And just be fine with
abuse. Well, it happens all the time. Abuse happens every day. Every day. All day long in America it happens. People live through it. But it happens, unfortunately. And this is just one of those extremely sad cases that no one noticed that this little boy was in school.
Mm-hmm.
His mom, I don't know what his mom's situation is, unfortunately, that's not in this. But, like, I don't know. You don't know why him and his dad were up there. And these are things that hopefully come out in the trial and will make more sense, and we just gotta wait. But his story needs to be told before then. I hate how everybody waits to tell stories because they need to be told.
Mm-hmm.
This poor, sweet little guy did nothing but be left with horrible fucking people that are just the worst of the worst.
Was he pulled out of school after his dad? That's probably when the majority of the abuse went on.
Yeah.
Or I guess we...
Well, yeah, obviously, Jean. I don't see them. I don't see his dad being a part of it. You know?
I would hope not. I just don't understand that. If you don't want him that bad and you can't stand to be around him and your other kid wants to kill him and there was no... Because the junior 14-year-old kid, what was his name? James? So he had no consequence from mom about how he was treating this child at all, because it was just encouraged in his family of abuse.
And she's seen in videos, like, strangling this sweet, poor little boy. Poor little James, dude.
Against the wall?
Yeah, and, like, knocking, like, making him pass out, hitting him to, like, wake him back up. And, like, this poor little guy, like, you guys, really, this poor little boy, it's horrible. And then you videotape it. In this day and age, you are either the dumbest motherfucker, that's really it, you're the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
Oh, yeah, document it.
Yeah, document it.
Absolutely.
Awesome, dude, mm-hmm. Right ahead, go ahead, push record. Everybody talking it, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The cops didn't even have to try. They didn't have to get a warrant or nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's just retarded. Like,
because they can unlock and they can see what you've deleted.
Nothing is ever deleted.
Yeah.
Like, if people honestly want to sit there and be like, well, no, I deleted that.
It makes me feel
better. Okay. I'm glad you think you deleted that, but you didn't. Like, you guys, it's just don't. And the fact that he was a baby.
Yeah.
12 years old.
What's a 12-year-old really going to do that?
And you outweigh me by 200 pounds, bro. Fuck you.
that kid was going through. I mean, just to be scared all the time, knowing, well, no matter what I do, it's not going to be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that poor little boy, dude, just, oh my God. And no one. And there's so many people, because, I mean, we listed off 4 people that lived with this fucking kid.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that you would think someone's going to fucking save you. Someone around you has decency. And no one did.
Well, and I had read that the school was providing counseling for the student because it was a small community.
Yeah.
It said everybody knew this family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the kids were upset about what had happened and how he was treated.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, I guess there's just monsters everywhere. I don't know. I just don't understand why they just didn't send him back and let him live. Whether you get in trouble or not, just send him back to mom.
It's just horrible.
Let him become something in life. Let him survive that. Good Lord.
Right. Right. Did you? I don't even. Ugh. It just pisses me off. People are so horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I couldn't even read it out loud. I was reading a friend of mine the article when I first found it and just couldn't even read it out loud because it tears my heart up. It's so unnecessary for a baby to die like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And then that sweet little girl passed away also.
Oh.
That sweet little 6-year-old girl.
Yes. Playing in her yard.
Look up her name for me real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this sweet little angel, all she was doing was playing in her front yard. And I'm assuming the neighbor had something to do with it. His body was found right after.
Yeah, I believe that's
I don't know why happened. It's taking... What are you doing?
I'm trying to get to East Idaho.
You take so long. You go the long way about everything. She's older than, you know what I mean? It's sweet donk. Yes, all right. Sometimes.
Do you want to find it, Miss Know-It-All?
I might do it faster.
All right. Oh, what about that lady that was fun?
Oh, no one cares. Yeah, see, I don't even know. Why are you here? Why are you here? Jean.
She has
You guys. What is that sweet? Okay, yeah, so I found it. From South Carolina, this poor sweet little girl, 6-year-old Faye, pronounce her last name for me so I don't.
Faye, where?
Right there, Jean.
Oh, Sweatlick?
Sweatlick?
Sweetlick? Sweatlick.
Sweatlick?
Yeah.
This sweet little angel, dude, she was playing in her front yard and then her mama realized that she was missing. And they found her body in a place nearby, I guess, which led back to the neighbor's house or something. I'm not 100% sure on that one. I just know that sweet little angel's been found. I saw that update, and that was just heartbreaking. You guys, it's just too much. Babies shouldn't have to die. It's just so horrible. Truly, truly, truly horrible. But, yeah.
No, it's not fair. At all.
No. And I just wanted to get James's story out there because it's just fucked up. No one should have to die like that, and especially at the hands of your family. So, I just had to tell James Alexander Hurley's story so that everybody knew that this poor, sweet 12-year-old boy was viciously taken out of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
By the worst of the worst. His family. And it's just horrible.
It's awful.
And there's no excuse. I don't care what these people are going to come up with during this court or whatever we're going to hear about. But there's just no excuse for any of it. I don't care what you claim that this poor sweet child had or how scared you were of him. You could have sent him home, sent him somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Something could have been done. You didn't need to take this poor baby's life, and you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that, the four of you can fucking rot.
Enjoy your power in prison. Let's see how much power you have over people.
And
there.
Let's just hope we can pray and hopefully inmate justice will happen and we'll get some jailhouse justice here.
At best. Absolutely.
It'll be taken care of. So that's all we got time for this week because I'm not 100% into it. I ain't gonna lie. And we are going to record H.H. Holmes next for my little brother's birthday.
Oh, that's a sneaky.
Yeah. And that's who his favorite is H.H. Holmes. So I figured I'd tell him a story and let you guys listen. So, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm going to be sitting here on my bed and drug the fuck up and in all sorts of pain and torture. I use an old lady walker to get around my home. And
you just baby that and let it heal properly.
It's super sad, and I'll be sitting around. So if you guys want to chat, what up? I'm just chilling. I ain't got shit to do. And they take away my kids when I get hurt. Okay, guys, I've never broken a bone before either. This is the first bone in my entire life.
Oh, traumatic, honey. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
So when I do something, I don't fuck around. I go big.
Yeah.
And I go hard.
Yeah, you did a good job.
So.
Can I tell? The x-ray, it's like she snapped
it
clean.
Oh, I'll post them on the group.
Dude.
I'll post them on the group. I'll post them. Yeah, for sure.
Right in half. You did a good job.
I did. I fucked myself up pretty nicely. So I'm chilling, guys. I'm in a hell of amounts of pain from my head to my toes. And it's time for medicine. So that's really why I'm ending this. Because I'm in just hell of amounts of pain.
Well, thanks for listening, though.
Yeah. So, poor little James. That's just his story. But yeah, follow us on Twitter at itiswhatitis208, because that's where we are from. On Instagram, itiswhatitispod19, all one word. On Facebook, itiswhatitis, a true crime podcast. On YouTube, itiswhatitis, a true crime podcast as well. And I just did that all fucked up. And, like, I haven't even been able to see straight for, like, a couple of days. It's been all kind of blurry.
Oh, honey.
So, I'm pretty impressed. So, yeah. Peace the fuck out, guys.
Thanks.
See you.